Good morning. We're continuing Chayadim, Klal Mem, Siman Dalet. So he deals with a lot of different points over here. Let's give some of an introduction into the points that he's raising, and we'll go from there. So one question is, what parts of the Netilas Adayim are considered part of the Netilas Adayim? And when do we make the bracha on the Netilas Adayim? So there is an opinion you make the bracha on the Netilas Adayim before you start washing. Arguably, that's the most logical moment to make the bracha, because like any mitzvah, we have a rule that brachas on mitzvahs have to be done erva l'asiyasa, before you do the mitzvah. Okay. That being said, most of us follow the shita that we make the bracha after we wash our hands. So the Shulchan Aruch has two explanations on how that's so. One explanation is that Netilas Adayim is an exception. Why is it an exception? So Tosfos and Pesachim says that since over here you're washing your hands because there's some elements of lack of cleanliness or tumah on your hands, so it looks a little bit strange that you're making a bracha with your hands quote-unquote unclean, and then cleaning your hands afterwards, it's like a bit insult to the bracha. So therefore over here the logic was to change the order and make the bracha on the mitzvah after you do the mitzvah. Now, that's not unheard of, that we make brachas after things. We make a bracha after we see lightning. The bracha is considered connected to that which we have just been involved in, witnessed, etc. So you don't have to try to anticipate when the lightning is going to happen, make a bracha beforehand. You make a bracha afterwards. So over here also, just as a general rule by mitzvahs, we don't do that. So this is an exception. The Nadi Behuda points out, according to that opinion, but the rule of hefsek still applies. So normally the question is that the bracha and then the mitzvah do not be masik between the mitzvah, the bracha and the mitzvah. Over here, you should not be masik between the other way around, between the mitzvah and the bracha. One explanation. The second explanation is that when a person has started a mitzvah but has not completed it, he can still make the bracha. The post can talk about a person forgot to make the bracha by halakha's nearest Chanukah, and he's still lighting. He lit the ikra mitzvah, and now he's just doing mahadran. Can you make a bracha on the mahadran part of it? So you're in the middle of the mitzvah. So if you understand that the mitzvah until Sadaim requires that you have to dry your hands as well, niguv. So when I make a bracha, after I wash, before I dry, it's not a contradiction to the general rule. I'm making a bracha before the mitzvah is completed, and that's acceptable. Now, the reason why we might be motivated to do that and not do it all the way at the beginning is along the lines of Tosfos. But according to Tosfos' first pshat, this is a total exception to the general rule. According to the second pshat, it's not an exception, because you're making a bracha in a time where by any other mitzvah, such a thing would be acceptable, bidyavid. So over here is the chadchila because of this consideration. Now, let's say you accept this second explanation, that it's because you haven't dried your hands yet. Well, do you have to dry your hands? So is there a difference between washing with less than a revius? So the Mora says a person who washes his hands and doesn't dry them is like he's eating lechem tome. So why is it lechem tome? Well, if you wash with less than a revius, so the water is tome, and now you don't dry your hands, so there's tome water on your hands. So that's going to be problematic, that's going to now touch the food and make the food tome. But let's say you wash with revius, which according to the vast majority of poskim, the water does not become tome, and you're good to go as is, so maybe you don't have to dry your hands. Or maybe you have to dry your hands, not because of lechem tome, because wetness on the food and bread makes the bread uncomfortable to eat. And therefore, because it's uncomfortable to eat, it's like a bizoying to the bread, because you're not going to want to eat it. So you're like wasting it. So maybe that's the problem. A totally different issue. But that's not part of the netila of the act of the process of the netilas adayim. So if you hold like that, you have to make the bracha. You have to rely on the pshat and toises. You make a bracha after you do the mitzvah. But then nigub is not required. So the chayotim is going to grapple with both of these questions. Exactly, do you need to do nigav when you wash with the revius? Do you need to do nigav? You definitely need to do nigav. Nigav means to dry your hands when you wash with less than revius. And when's the proper time to make a bracha? Now, he also mentions a concept called shivshuv, that in the order of the Netilas Adayim, he mentioned that there's two things you're supposed to do after you wash your hands, is you should rub them together, and you should raise them. Now, the idea of rubbing together is problematic because what's the purpose of it? Why do you have to rub them together? Assuming that you wash your hands, every part of your hands, with water, what are you gaining by rubbing your hands together? And possibly, if you missed the spot, so rubbing your hands together and moving the water all around the hands is not going to make it better, because you have to be matar your hands with netilas yadayim, not by the English idea of cleaning your hands. So I'm cleaning my hands. I'm moving this around, cleaning my hands. Doesn't help me. I have to do netilah. So what exactly is the purpose of shivshub, etc.? So that's a good question. We'll talk about that in the next year. Meanwhile, so we've touched on some of the points in the siman outside. Hopefully we'll discuss the issue of shisha for the next year and then learn the siman. Have a good day.